this is episode 2 of the AutoCast.
Numero dos.
Yeah. We had, last time we had a nice discussion about, was there a topic in particular that you...
Not really, we were just doing an introduction show and just talking about what we're doing this podcast for, and then we kind of went on for one for a bit.
Yeah, so that was the, that was breaking the ice and getting things started, I guess. It's always difficult to just start anything.
Well, let me stop you there, and let's just get straight to the point for any newbies. Why don't we introduce ourselves? Who are you?
Okay, I'm Orta. I'm the guy that this is not named after, so that would make me the eponymous Orta. I make cool shit, and I hang out up north. And who are you?
I'm Grax Domain. You might know me from the Grax Domain website, and I hang around the middle of the country, and I talk a load of crap.
Cool. So... yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about today? Well, let's enlighten these people.
Yeah, so let's start off with talking about how we get this done. We glossed over it a bit yesterday, but I know it's been a bit of a ball ache for me setting up, because there's a lot of documentation on the internet, but...
Don't you just, like, pick the latest software and just try and muddle your way through until something kind of works?
Well, that's basically what I've done. But
yes.
Yeah, I know, right? But it'd be nice that you could at least give a path that someone else could follow, so they've got an idea of what, how to do it themselves if you want to try.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk a bit about the process, and then we can talk a bit about what we did today. Maybe a hint of what we were going to talk about later.
Yeah.
So, right, there we go. Just updating my show notes. So then, the process. What we do is we start off a Skype conversation right now. Me and Gretz get to sit and talk a bit beforehand to try and figure out what we want to do. After that, what I do now, it took me about 2 hours to try and figure this out, was because it records as video, which it isn't going to do now, it was a real ball ache to get the audio out because it comes in separate tracks. So when you try and convert it to an MP3 so that everyone can listen to it, it actually wasn't going to... You'd only be able to hear yourself or me. Yeah, which it leaves a lot to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, what I ended up doing was about 50 different conversions, which I've now got as a script, to turn it straight into an MP3. And then...
So wait a minute, you take the raw file that which has been produced by us talking on Skype, and yeah, then you convert it 50 odd times, and then you get a final outputted product?
Like 2 or 3 times.
Well, surely it can't be that hard.
Well, you
can do it in like one step with Windows, provided you get all these different hacks and just mash all together and try and make it work.
Well, that's your definition, though. I mean, I've been very specific here. It's classed as one step. It's the converting step. It just happens to be that you've got to convert... You've got to play around a bit in order to get to it.
What happens with the Macintosh philosophy of one button and it just works?
Well, in theory, I could probably use GarageBand for it somehow. I've still not quite got that far into using it.
Yeah.
Which is the next step, actually. Once I've got it down into audio, I just drag it into GarageBand to try and figure out what's good background music for it, which last time was the soundtrack to Super Meat Boy.
It works.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the intro too. That bit, the...
Wait, boom, Super Meat Boy? Uh-oh. I've got a bad thing about this. We're not going to get caught by those. Wait, who makes Super Meat Boy?
Super Meat Boy is like indie.
Yeah.
I think they love the idea that their soundtrack is being used in the background. And
oh,
plus,
sweet.
I bought it. There was a period of time where all their music sales went to charity.
Alright.
And, so I'm hoping I've got rights to use it, but... No.
We'll find out later on, won't we? I mean, I've heard some other podcasts where they're using Austrian Death Machine's "Get to the Chopper" song for like their intro music, and yeah, they haven't been caught yet or told off, so I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm not particularly worried. I don't think we're big enough to even warrant...
After all, this is only episode 2.
Yeah. Maybe by like the 30th they can come and say, "Goes..." But I really doubt it. So we get that. throw all that into GarageBand, do a few layers, mess around the levels a bit so that there's less echo on my voice, and we compress the audio so that you don't get like blowout. Then you know, when you see on an equalizer it goes up to red, you don't really want it to ever hit red. You want to maximize it yellow. It's this audio thing. It just makes it, you know, you've got a much clearer voice, and I think that's an advantage. Plus, GarageBand has a specific template for podcasts.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think any of the ones that I'm not doing with you or over Skype with someone, I'll just be able to press the record button in GarageBand, and that is really one button that does everything.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If that's everything and the process of creating one of these podcasts, now you too can buy yourself a Mac and do a podcast on your own.
Yeah, although you do need a server of some sort to host them all.
That part, they can work it out themselves. We've got to give them a bit of an edge. We've got to give ourselves a bit of an edge against our competition.
That's true.
But of course, they need one crucial ingredient to make their podcasts amazing like ours.
Something worth talking about?
Alright, you need two ingredients. The first one was actually great personalities like you and me, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. On that subject, I've been asking people now to see who wants to come and do it with me, some sort of guest shows. I've got a few of interesting people.
Ah, I have to say those for another time, just to give the guys something to look forward to.
Most definitely. And it'll give some interesting perspectives on stuff. It's nice to get people talking about what they do. I think I'm looking forward to a few of us.
Mm.
So, what did you do today, Mr. Grex?
Well, Mr. Alter, today I went to have my picture taken. The long story is, it was Christmas. I gave my mother a present of having one of those family experiences out, and then this family experience was a family portrait.
Cool.
And we've only actually got around to organising it this year around Mother's Day of all times.
That makes sense.
So it's myself, my mother, my brother, my brother's lady, and his son, which is also my nephew.
Right.
And so he drove all the way to far, far away to get our pictures taken and get everything ready. We're all getting really excited, and we all got into the studio. We got introduced to the photographer, who was actually pretty cute, and she got us all ready to go. We went into this room, the small windowless room with white walls and floors and the big lights and everything, just to get everyone ready to take their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew kind of freaked out.
What was it?
My nephew just got completely scared and agitated, and he was crying all the time. He was like bawling eyes out all the way through the entire session, and no matter what we tried to make him calm down and tell him that everything is going to be okay, it's just a little bit of fun, and no, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't quiet down at all. Even when we were doing like some action shots, like the photographer got my brother and I to wrestle each other and take pictures. Because this isn't just this typical photography session where you just sit there and look all nice and proper, like some old-fashioned pictures like they used to do back in the day.
Yes.
You know, no, you're paying extra money for this kind of thing, so they want to be a bit more dramatic, and a bit more action-packed, and a bit more fun.
Cool. I went on one of those. I think it was another case of a Mother's Day gift. I guess mothers must always get photography-based stuff.
Yeah, because mums like pictures. It's a fact. They like to have pictures of their siblings. No, not siblings. Their offspring. That's
offspring,
it.
Yeah. Their underlings.
Yeah,
and ours went well as well. It was a similar kind of setup where, you know, you're in this white room. You've got loads of cool lighting stuff. And then it was massive though. There was like, we had 12 people, I think, doing it at once.
So, right.
It was quite heavy.
Did you have any young kids? Do you have any toddlers?
No, the youngest of us was like 19, so it was easy. Although we did have like an 80-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's a word of advice. Toddlers, get them really, really tired or just completely worn out so they can't do anything at all, because it got really awkward because he was just crying no matter what. And I was just looking around, going, oh God, I'm really sorry, hot photographer, this is kind of embarrassing. And she's like, no, this is fine. They probably are one of the girls, and she even managed to find some toys to try and distract him. And it kind of worked. We managed to get a couple of good shots. He got into some situations where he was smiled for a bit, even when I even tried to do a bit of juggling. But anyway, after the hour session, which completely flew by,
yeah,
it's amazing how time flies when you're trying to calm down a toddler. We managed to get something, and now I have to go back to this place far, far away in about a month and a half's time to take a look at the pictures and say,
yep,
that's the one we want.
Yeah. I've been, in fact, it was on Sean Today recently. He was talking about his friend that was a digital photographer like this. And what he does is he offers two packages, basically, really simple. One of them is like just the simple the simple photos. You can get like the JPEGs, high quality.
Yeah.
The other one was actually, you get it with an iPad, and the iPad's fully set up with all of your photos in and all that. You can still share them just as easily.
Now that is a great idea.
Yeah.
I really like that idea.
Yeah, because like, you get a normal photo album, the printed one, and may put it on your coffee table, and that'll stay with you it'll stay on your coffee table for maybe a few months, and people might see it. But if you have an iPad, you take that everywhere, and you can just, one button. I mean, literally, on the front, when you've got it locked, you can just press one button, and it turns into a photo album. It's,
The thing that turns me on about the whole entire statement is the fact that it is a device which allows you to show your pictures really simply and easy, and it's all set up for you. Because my mum, she's a technophobe. She cannot use computers at all.
Yeah.
She can't even open up. She can barely turn on the power just to try and look at her photos. Mm-hmm. So I'm always toying with the idea of trying to give her a simple device.
Yeah.
Just for her to push a button and that's it.
Yeah.
And I think an iPad would be great. But there's one stupid thing about the iPad, this is another gripe, and it requires iTunes. It requires iTunes for it to actually get up and get started,
yep,
and get things running, which is completely bollocks in my mind, because if you're a technophobe who can't use a PC, what good's an iPad if you can't activate it without a PC? Or a Mac?
I'll buy it. You do it in store. They will do it in stores for you.
Really?
Yep.
You go to the Mac store and says, I don't know how this works. All right, here you go. It's all installed.
Yeah. They also do come... Yeah, you just need to activate them. But that's it. Other than that, you're pretty much done.
But what about if you wanted to add and remove things and stuff? You still need iTunes.
Well, what do you... Have you used one? No, it's like your iPhone. I mean...
But I don't like the iPhone, the fact that I need to use iTunes. I like the ideas of like an Android device where it's just like a hard drive. If you put it in your memory card or some card, you fill it up with stuff, you put it in your Android phone or tablet, this is my assumption, and that's it. It just works. But then again, that's just how I think.
You've got the exact same problem in there.
What do you mean you've got the exact same problem?
Didn't you just say you fill it up from your hard drive?
Well, the thing is, it's not quite the same problem, because for me, it's one step less of having to load in iTunes and having to sync it up, all this stuff. And doesn't it get linked up to one's machine? Whilst with this device, you have a card which can go in and out of any PC, Mac, or other device in the world.
Yep.
And you can just drag and drop files in, and that's it. Just works.
Yeah, but Apple are trying to get away from the file-based metaphor. So I can see where they're coming from. If you didn't use a computer all your life, if you hadn't, you don't need any of that stuff, because you don't have any of that stuff. You could quite easily download your songs on the iTunes application. You could quite easily do everything that you do on your computer on the iPad without the need for the iTunes at all. Get your apps from the App Store, you get your music from iTunes, you can download your movies from iTunes. It's a separate application. You just want pirate stuff.
No, it's not just pirate stuff. I just want a hard drive with a screen on it, alright? That's all I want at the end of the day.
You're never going to get that with an iPad.
that's the point. That's why, in my mind, I prefer a like an Android device or even a tablet PC, like with like a tablet with Windows on it.
I had one of those once.
And how did that work out for you?
It's terrible.
Oh, how?
That was like when I was at university, so that we're talking 5 years ago.
Yeah, you're a young nipper, aren't you? I forgot about that.
It was nice. It was nice for drawing with, but that was it. It was so limited by the power.
Mm.
It just didn't make much sense to use it at all.
Wait a minute, how do we get onto this conversation? It turned from like a day in the photo studios to an Apple Android rant.
Mm. Well, actually, it was because I was saying basically an iPad's so cheap now that you can use it as just a part of your own product.
Yeah.
I mean, if that photographer does it, there's a car company that their manual comes on an iPad.
Yeah, I even read somewhere there's like a restaurant that has the menu on an iPad.
Yeah, it's a nice. It's like it's cheap, ubiquitous computing. It's very aggressively priced. Glad for it. But I mean, you say, but you're the only Android tablet in existence right now is way more expensive than the iPad.
I thought about this on par. What tablet are you talking about?
Zoom. The Motorola Zoom. That's the only Android tablet out.
What about the Samsung
Galaxy S?
Galaxy S.
Well, that's just the iPhone. That's just the phone operating system rather than the tablet.
Okay. And there's also the Asus. They're also going to be releasing the Asus Triple E. Oh, what's it called?
Competition soon.
Anyway, let's put this aside for a second and let's find out what you did today, Mr. Alter.
Right. Well, I rocked out ridiculously hard yesterday. I think I got in at about 6 in the morning after the craziest gay bar in Huddersfield had kicked us out. And so I spent most of today ridiculously hungover. But in the morning, I also did photography and I got around to modelling naked under a waterfall for a friend, which is a bit surreal. That was out in the country, literally. I had to grab a bus out to a place called Meltham. It's kind of a nice little village. Just walked to some secluded area where this girl was taking photos of me for a while. It was strange. I'm never really on the other side of the camera, but this week it's happened twice. So one of them was covered in paint and the other one was naked under a waterfall.
So many questions, so little time. I guess the first question that comes to my mind, and hopefully the rest of our listeners, is why were you in a gay bar?
It's this great place called Chad's, right? And their idea is simple. They're the latest place to be open. Full stop.
All right, so they open until dawn, more or less?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And then I think it turns into a restaurant during the day. So it's just like, there must be this switch. We're like, all right, you drunk people, get out. I have some gay friends, so I waited for them to finish up at while they were working, and then we went there after.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun. I always like going to gay bars. I think the attitude says good atmosphere. That's it.
As much as I love to admit this, gay bars actually do have some great music and great atmosphere. I've been to a couple of gay bars in Portsmouth. Well, there's only one gay bar in Portsmouth as far as I'm aware. And they have the best kind of cheesy dance music that makes you want to jump around. And you know what I'm like. I like to just jump around like a dick. Yeah, it's nothing more fun than jumping around like a dick and just, you know, let yourself go. It's probably why I don't pull as much as I'd like to. Really.
Yeah, you need to stand by the bar. That's
gonna slow my roll, as they say.
Yeah, so that was mine. I mean, and then I slept for the rest of the day. I hung out a bit at the comic book store, and then I got into the office at about 9 o'clock. So it was a simple weekend so far.
A simple weekend. You got naked. in front of a photographer. That's not exactly simple. Well, I guess the idea is simple. It's just the case of, how did you get into a situation like that?
I think she put out a call on Facebook, and I responded to it a few months ago, and I just got a message yesterday. Yeah, well, that's the best way to do it. That's how I end up doing everything. Just say yes to ridiculous stuff, and then they call you up on it. You're like,
word of advice, make sure that you actually get to see the final product. Because I did some nude photography once when I was in my, before my college years, for like a friend's... No, it was during the college years, for a friend's photography project. And it was in a bit of an unusual situation to be positioned in. And, we were, like, simulating a scene, and I think the guy was wanted to do, like, a ironic photography thing. Like, there's some guy in the foreground doing minding his own business whilst there's like a couple having sex in the background. And I never saw those pictures.
Wow, that's a shame.
I was wearing a gas mask and everything, and I had pictures.
You're naked in gas mask.
Well, I guess I'm hoping the gas mask was a whole part of one's identity as a secret, which is, it's not really much of a secret now, is it?
I mean, next time I see a naked man with a gas mask, I'm going to presume it's you. As a college student.
My advice is make sure you get to look at the final product, because you'll be kicking yourself for the rest of your life. Dying grave, you'll be going, I wish I got to see those naked pictures on the waterfall.
Quite a few of my friends are doing the same course, so I'm going to presume that they'll all get to see it as well. That'll be fun.
You'll be famous, well, more so than usual.
On that subject, I decided I'm going to try and get my sister to come and do one of the podcasts. I think she'd be
your sister on your podcast.
Yeah, I'm meeting up tomorrow, so I may as well either do it tomorrow with her. Or find a time when she can do it. Because that's cool.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So I think we've got through pretty much everything that I want to talk about. In fact, we've gone. I think this was about 15-20 minutes.
It's a good solid number, I have to say. We did have some ramblings to go on about.
Yeah, well, I feel we're definitely finding our feet, which is good. I'm happy.
Yeah, so next podcast is, I don't know when that's going to be fair, but the rest of you guys, I've been Grex Domain, he's been Alter. Oh, actually, are we going to round up now or not?
Yeah, sounds good.
I've been Grex Domain, he's been Alter, and good night, everybody.
Ciao.